If we choose, we can accept our unique place in history, write Bland Woodman. For the first time in history, there is an international consensus among educated people that girls and women have a fundamental right to equal opportunity. For the past 3 decades, most of us have assumed that the best way to ensure equal opportunity is to pretend that girls and women are more or less the same as boys and men, that we should teach them in the same way and in the same classroom, and that we should instruct them in the same sports in the same way. That assumption hasn't worked very well. In matters of the spirit, as in education and in athletics, simply lifting the strategies that have been used for boys and applying them to girls in gender-blind fashion doesn't work reliably or well for many girls. We have to recognize that girls need girl-specific interventions. Sewing circles might not be the best way to engage boys in a community of men, but I'm hearing about some communities where it seems to be a great idea for girls. If girls are not healthy spiritually, they may find themselves not so much living as performing. I discussed in Chapter 2 how easily this can happen in the era of the cyberbubble. The technology of social networking sites, instant messaging, and texting makes it easy for girls to think they are living their own lives, when, in fact, they are really putting on a show for their peers. Even back in the 1990s, well before the modern cyber bubble as we know it today existed, Marion Woodman wrote that most girls have been performing since they were tiny children. They don't know there's any other way to live except for the voice inside that's saying, "If this is it, it's not worth living."